Kalim Perakud Mishnehe. Chovish in Iskalfo, Vazefes Shaloy Medes. Picture, you have a chovis, it's made of cheres, and what holds it, what gives it strength, picture the way the teva was made, which was wood, and it was coated with zephes. So here you have, this is coated with zephes mibifnim, and the outside is cheres. You look outside, it looks like porcelain, like earthenware. Inside is a black color, probably it was black, so we'll call it that. It's niskalfo, which means that it's peeled. The cheres part is peeled on the front. But lamaisa, there's no nekiv there because the pitch, which is on the inside, which is there just to cement it and hold it strong, lamaisa is thick and it's uncracked. So the etzem kli has a crack, but lamaisa, there's no opening. So it's niskalfo, it's peeled on the outside. The zephis, which is the coating on the inside, is plugging that place that the outside is has a hole. The chain, the same idea is kvoisim, is jugs or jars of cheres shel murius. This is a type of jar that they used to put murius, something you have all over shas, which it means fish jelly. If you have a look at a container of fish, the old gefilte fish, or you look at a pan of salmon that's being made, it always has jelly on the bottom. Fish collects jelly when it's cooked. So the jelly was stored, and it was used. And it was stored in this kvoisim. Shegfosom imasofa, where the covering, by the spout of this kli, there's a covering. There is a tzomet psil, but the that which holds in the seal is from the inside. You don't see the tit mibachutz. You see it from, it's there from the inside. So it's the same idea where from the outside, kiviyokel, it's open, but from the inside it's sealed. If Yehuda Oimer, Einon Matzilin, that's not called a tzomit psil, it's not matzil from tumah on the contents of the kli. Vacham Maimi Matzilin, Chacham hold it is. The understanding over here is, said in Mepharshim, that since the pasuk says tzomit psil olov v'loy tzomit psil mitoy choy, tzomit psil at the end of the day is exas akosu. So this, that it blocks it from being in the same airspace, is only when the tzomit psil, the complete covering, is only from the outside, not from the inside. The way we just explained, it comes from the Rav and from the Rash. The Rambam and the Pirshim Mishnah is, and the Rosh learn a little bit differently. The basic idea of the machloikis, whether tzomit psil has to be olov umitoicha, it's the same machloikis. But they're not talking about any area which is open on the jug itself that cracked. They're talking dafka near the mouth. And near the mouth, what happens is it peeled in a certain place. It looks like the outside, which is being makiv, is not fully mechuber to the piv itself, but it's only held on from the inside. And the reason why there's a kpeda that it has to be some psil all over, it's not just enough that it's closed, it has to be closed where you could see it from the outsides, because that's the tsura of the piv. Remember that we explained that the vort of tzomit psil is not just to make something sealed. Sometimes you have something which maybe biologically is not fully sealed, but it's mevatel the Pesach, and if it's mevatel the Pesach, the shem kli is matzel. So you have to have, with a p, it's chal on what's the piv of this kli, mibachutz. That's the place where there's the psil with the tzmidus hapsil. If it's mechuber, but it's mechuber from the inside, it's not on the piv, it's not mevatel the tzura of the piv from the outside. So there's still an opening to the kli. If there's an opening to the kli, the tumas mispashlit mibifnim. So that's another way of learning. There's a Ravid in Hasogis in Tumas Meis, Perichov Beis Halach Yiralf, that has another Knech over here, but those are the two basic Pshatim. Mishnevav, Chovis Shenikvo Stamu Shmarim. Chovis, that the hole, which, and the hole is big enough, Lefi the Gedarm that we were Mavar before, it would be big enough to be Mavatl, the Shem Kli, or at least it would be mevatel the shame tzomit psil. Ustamu ashmorim, there are dregs in the wine, there are pieces, and that got stuffed, got clogged in that hole, And now lemaisa it's airtight. Nothing's coming in, nothing's coming out. Hitzilua. The steam is mevatel the nekev. Koko bismayra. Let's say he closes up the nekev with a piece of cotton. Ad shi moreach min atzodim. It's only mevatel the nekev when it's smeared on from the sides to hold the cotton in place. What's the difference between the shmorim, the sediment of the wine itself, and something foreign, like a piece of cotton? What's the difference between if there's if it was nistam, i.e. something which is self-produced by the chovis, or a band-aid from the outside, a piece of cotton? So Pasha says that's lav davka, and the point is only that cotton is not going to fully seal the hole until it's tightened al yidei shmearing some tit on the outside. The shmarim fits itself better to the hole, and I'll mamish plug it up efficiently. One thing that is mavur over here in the mefarshim is that the stima sanekev over here that's making it somit psil is mibifnim, not bimachutz. What happened to the drasha from before? The Rabbi Yehuda holds einam atzilin in Mishnah Hay. So the mefarshim say that the stami is the Mishnah over here is according to the Chachamim. We just explained these two Mishnayis as dealing with Tzomet Psil. Lemaisa, you look at Rashi and Bava Kamedav Kufay. Well, this is Zaitig Asugya. Legabi Nekovim and Legabi Shiurim of different sizes of things. And the Mishnah, the Gemara brings this in the bottom of Kufay Omid Aleph as a dogma. And Rashi has a different pshat over there. Rashi is talking about this in Aruba. There's a, like a area on top of the house. And it's pasuach to an oil sheyesh b'meis. It shows at what point does the aruba become cut off. So it's not legami tzomet psil. It's legami what's part of the oil, what's not part of the oil. A steam is part of the oil. Tosfos argues. They say some ken should be mishnah and oilas. We have the mishnah in the halachos of tzomet psil in the 10th parak of Kalim. You remember before we had in the beginning of the parak, what are materials that can be used for plugging a hole in the din of tzomet psil? So the Shittim Kubetzis over there in Bava Kama Kufei points out, you have to say that Shmarim is one of the above-mentioned materials. It's not. So you have to say it's like Shaiva. It's like wax, because the sediments form like a gloopy, hardish thing, and it smears over the hole and it becomes stuffed. So it's from a texture perspective, it's like wax. And that's the din that that this would work as. The Mishnah continues, if there were two zmoiros, two pieces of katan, because they don't hold together tightly. Similar, it has to be from the sides, and between the two also. Neser, Neser is a little piece of wood, in order to close up the hole. If it's smeared with tit, between the Nesa and the Tanu Hitzel. Sounds like if not, not. Hoyu Shnayim Ad Shimorech Minat Stodim Ben Nesa L'Chaveroi. Same thing we just had before by Katan. Ason Bisinin. If it's made with little pieces of wood, it's a different type of wood. Type of wood that comes from a tree, you'll recognize the name right away. Sinin is Miloshin Sne. It's brushwood that's flammable. Oy Bishugmin. There's another type of wood. I don't know exactly what it is. There's a Mishnah later on in Perek Yudal Mishnah Hey, Tosfos Yom Tov makes the tzushta over there. It's called Sha'am Shugmin. Maybe it's the same thing. Not clear. These type of pieces also, any tzorch l'marech mino emtza, they stick together better. They're more connected together. They don't need miruach to make them into one to one hemshich. Just mention one nekuda is that we said before neser shunos na pi atanur that it would be a chelik of the hatzol. And the shaila is that something that could be mekabel tumah is never matzel. The din of tzomet psil is geboit on the fact that the klicheres is not metame, and there's a din derabonon. Something more above about stamach vav. We spoke about it earlier in the second parak, and in the psichetin in the sechta. The Pshute Kli Eitz, we'll talk about this more later. Pshute Kli Eitz midirabonon arm mekabel tumah. So a board is a Pshute Kli Eitz, doesn't have a Kli Kibble, but it's mekabel tumah midirabonon. So why is that matzel? One answer could be is that maybe things that are mekabel tumah midirabonon don't, that's not mekalkulat's ability to be a mafsik, a matzel, in the din of tzamid psil. It's one possibility. Mishnah Achren discusses rayas. The other possibility is enachanami. Things that a makabel tumah, we discussed this in the beginning of the perek, midrabbanan are definitely not choytzitz, are not matzel. However, even a nesa, even pshute kliyetz, it has to have some type of achana for a useful purpose. Mashenken, if it was not muchan at all, it's just a block of wood that has no achana whatsoever, then they weren't goyzer on that, and that's why it's not makabel tumah.